Just some halachot and the laws of traveling before Shabbat and on Shabbat and things that are related to that subject. The first question we discussed today is the anyan of traveling on a boat on Shabbat and some of the ramifications around it. Well, one thing is for certain. If the boat and its captain and its workers are Jewish, which means you have a Jewish-run ship, halakha says it is asur to travel with those that company if they're traveling on Shabbat Kodesh. Because now it's obvious that the workers are being mehalil Shabbat for the passengers. And therefore, it is going to be asur, like Rakham Ovadia writes in Yahvedat, Chelek Vav Siman Tet Zayin, in Yabia Omer, Chelek Dalet, Orachim Sman Men Gimal, Odvav. Rav Ben-Hasi writes it in his Sefer Daber Dabar, En La'atir La'flig Im Oniya, כשקבנית האונייה וצוות עובדיה הם יהודים ומחללים שבת. אם אין זה במקום הכרח כפיקוח נפש, of course, if it's פיקוח נפש, that would be permissible. ואפילו אם רוצה להפליג עם אותה חדה יהודית בתחילת השבוע, let's say he wants to leave on Sunday, doesn't matter. Since he's traveling over Shabbat with the Jewish crew, it's going to be forbidden. But now we discuss a more common case where, let's say, the crew and the captain and everybody working on the ship are goyim. What's the law of traveling on a boat on Shabbat? So the halakha says as follows, that so long as he gets on the boat by Tuesday, and some opinions say you can even get on the boat Wednesday, that's a machloket amongst the poskim, but let's say, according to all shitot, if you get on the boat by Tuesday, so then halakha writes, they're able to stay on the boat on Shabbat, even though it is traveling. However, if a person gets on the boat after Tuesday, so then already it depends. If he's going for a tzorich mitzvah, if he's going for a purpose of to do a mitzvah, then he's even allowed to get on the boat on Friday. However, if it's not tzorich mitzvah, he must get on the boat 3 days earlier. Now, there are mekilim, it should be noted, they can even get on the boat on Wednesday. And Rabbi Pinchasi brings down, v'hechad efshal lachmir tabo ala beracha. If a person can be mahmir to get on the boat on Tuesday, it's better. But if he can't, let's say there's no, the boat doesn't leave, or the person has a reservation already and things like that, there is room to be lenient if you get on the boat already by Wednesday. But one thing is for certain, you cannot get on the boat on Thursday, and you cannot get on the boat on a Friday, which is many times you have these cruise ships. They leave on a Thursday or they leave on a Friday. A person's not going for mitzvah, he's going for recreation purposes. It would be asur for him to get on the boat. Even though the Sefer Menuchat HaBar, Rabbi Moshe Levi Alav Hashalom in Perek Aleph, Se'if Bet wants to say that Bizman HaZeh, that we have these big boats with the stabilizers, and you have also people that are really accustomed to it, to going on the ship, could be it doesn't apply this whole halakha. However, Achariah doesn't agree with that, the poskim do not agree with that. They say that even the big ships, even someone that's normally accustomed not to get seasick and things like that, should not or not allowed to go on the boat on Friday. So therefore, a person has to know. People go on cruises. A person has to know. He has to make sure. If he gets on the boat on Sunday, well, that is no problem. And even if he's traveling on Shabbat itself, that should be noted. That the inyan over here of why it's asur for him to get on the boat within 3 days is inyan of bitul onik Shabbat. Why? Because we assume that the first 3 days on a boat, a person has to acclimate to the ship. The boat is shaking, a person's not used to it, he's going to get seasick. And therefore, we're worried that the seasickness might carry over onto Shabbat itself, and therefore he's ruining his onik Shabbat, he's ruining the pleasure that he has on Shabbat. However, if he got on 3 days before, by that time he gets used to it. So that's the main reason that Maran holds, why it's asut to go within 3 days, because it's going to cause him not to have an enjoyable Shabbat because of the anyan of the seasickness. Now, it should be noted as well. The question was asked in halakha, a boat is docked. It's already tied up to the port. Is it permissible for him to walk on a boat on Shabbat itself? It's not traveling. He wants to walk on the boat and then walk off the boat. According to the halakha, Maran, it's permissible so long as the boat is not moving. However, a boat that is moving or that is going to move on Shabbat, you're not allowed to get on the boat. If it is going to move on Shabbat, some people are on a cruise, and they get off the boat, things like that, you would have issues of getting back on a boat, like a tahila, that is going to sail.